If I'm being entirely honest, I'm not sure my life has ever had a solid foundation. I've just piled up experiences, accolades, skills, relationships, heartbreaks, and burritos into a disorganized mess. You know, whether my day was excellent or horrendous, I had no place to return to spiritually. Sometimes I'd teeter towards happiness, and sometimes I'd teeter towards darkness. I was just going in whatever direction life pushed me in, like an upside-down triangle, wobbling unstably on its point, trying desperately not to topple over. Up until now, I've defined myself by the obstacles I faced. I've built an identity out of my struggles. You know, I was the girl who didn't fit in. I was the girl who was depressed. I was the girl with the family that looked different. Why did I do this? Because without a true understanding of who I wanted to be and how I wanted to live my life, I defined myself by what I wasn't, because what I wasn't was very apparent to me. Without a strong foundation to steady you and a set of values to guide you, you stop being someone with limitless potential, and you become someone defined only by your pain. Unfortunately, pain often screams louder than potential in our minds. But I want to be more than someone who struggled with mental health. No, I want to be more than someone who had a rough childhood. I want to be more than someone who has felt like they didn't belong. And while I know these harsh realities will always exist as part of me, I don't want them to define me entirely. This is where the work needs to happen, deep down. We need to create a home to return to. And when I say home, I'm not talking about a physical place or somewhere where pants are optional. I'm talking about a set of beliefs we return to after a day full of, well, honestly, anything. We need to dig a foundation so deep that it will exist and thrive even if our surface-level efforts fail. What is left when a harsh wind blows away my daily affirmation post-its? You know, what can I hold on to if a toxic person re-enters my life? And what can I lean on if my journal is ripped from my hands? I need to do more than just problem solve to overcome daily aggravations and hiccups. I have to go deeper. I have to create something strong that can withstand any obstacle, even the obstacles I haven't encountered yet. I need a belief system that is not at the mercy of my current mood. I want a foundation that stays solid no matter who is or isn't in the room, and no matter what is or isn't happening in my day. It's time to flip right side up. It's time for this book title to make sense. It's time to be a triangle. Triangles have a wide foundation on the bottom that can support the narrow portion up top. Yeah, I don't know why I just described a triangle to you. I'm sure you get it. But just in case, also let me know if you need me to go get my label maker because I can do that too. But an equilateral triangle pointing upward does not topple over. Just ask the Giza pyramids, which have been kicking it for the past 4,500 years. When you add to a triangle, you're building upon it without affecting its identity or throwing it off balance. When you add to the top of a square, it becomes a rectangle. When you add to the top of a circle, it becomes an oval. When you add to the top of a hexagon, Okay, to be honest, we didn't get that far in Geometry 101, but you get what I'm saying. When you add to a triangle, you do not change the essence of what it is. You simply build upon it and make it an even greater, stronger version of itself. We must create a foundation like a triangle. That way, we can continue to grow and move through life without losing who we are. We must create a place, a system of beliefs, and a simple set of priorities to come back to should life lead us astray, which it definitely will. I believe the foundation of our triangle needs to be made up of two seemingly simple things. One, a relationship with ourselves. Two, a relationship with the universe. But let's be real. The world today is loud. The world today is a Beats by Dre speaker. In a cup. Back in the day, maybe we could have gotten away with just two tiers, but not today. So, I believe we need to also include the following supporting tiers to help maintain our foundational relationships. And those are 3, understanding distraction, and 4, implementing design. Now, in case this is starting to feel like an LA juice cleanse, let me say, 1, this book was likely cheaper than any juice in LA, and 2, creating your triangle is not about finding superficial happiness. This work is not about learning how to make money, how to be a good partner to your significant other, or even how to accomplish your goals. This is more important. This is about how to build a foundation to support all of those things. I have succeeded in business. I have been a good partner. I've completed 3 vision boards filled with goals. And yet I've still felt lost, confused, and empty at times because I built my life on shaky ground. I've realized it was easier to thrive in a meeting than it was to thrive in meditation. It was easier to meet someone on a dating app than it was to meet myself. And it was easier to sit in pain than to work for peace.